Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for July 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their names so that people can associate a name to the voice, now is a good time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Adrian Boyko.
All right. So on our auto-generated agenda for today, we have just one pull request to look at. That is in the Pony repo, pull request 4368, move heap ownership info from chunk to page map. Prior to this commit, the chunk kept track of heap ownership info in the chunk arrow actor field. This worked, but was not ideal, as noted in the Pony int heap owner function, that this is a case of false sharing, where the chunk owner needs the chunk, but all other actors only need the chunk owner only. This led to lots of pointer chasing as the page map was used to retrieve the chunk pointer and the chunk had to be loaded to retrieve the owning actor pointer. This commit removes the chunk arrow actor field, further slimming down the small chunk and large chunk, so both now fit within 32 bytes on 64-bit architectures. The chunk ownership info is now kept at the lowest level of page map next to the chunk information, which removes the previous pointer chasing because the chunk owning actor pointer is retrieved at the same time as the chunk pointer without needing to load the chunk itself. This is a fairly standard trade-off of memory for performance, where we're now storing more data in the page map to minimize pointer chasing. The expectation is this will have a net positive impact on performance, but no benchmarks have been run to validate this assumption.
First of all, I feel like given that this would potentially be making a trade-off in people's programs where we might be increasing memory usage some for some performance, I think that in this case, this should get a changelog entry. How do you feel about that, Joe?
That makes sense.
Okay. I will slap that on. In the meantime, I'm actually looking at the code. So wait, I'm trying to figure out why Pony int page map get takes an actor because you don't see the actor being used. I must be not looking at it because otherwise it would give an unused. Oh wait, because I didn't continue all the way down through. There we go. Okay. All right. Oh, I see. Wait. Okay. So. I had that, I had one small comment so far. So yes, the Pony int page map get the actor pointer that it's taking will be set in Pony int page map get. So that is.
It's like an out parameter.
I really hate when there's a return value and an out parameter, but I mean, we do it in other places as well. But I kind of feel like maybe we want two out parameters here instead of the return. What do you think?
Doesn't matter to me.
I'm going to add a comment to see what Dippin thinks.
Oh, Dippin. Think about what? What do I think about what?
So I'm looking at Pony int page map get, right?
Yep.
And it returns a chunk T, but it also takes a Pony actor T pointer as an out parameter.
Yes.
I always get squirrely about things which have an out parameter and a return value.
Understood, so do I, but I didn't feel like allocating a struct. I can if you'd like.
I don't. Yeah, that does kind of suck, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. The way it is for performance to avoid allocations. But, you know, if you want me to make two different calls to do it, this is the only way I could figure out to do a semi-sane way for performance where we didn't have to traverse the page map twice to get two pieces of information that were sitting right next to each other without doing additional allocations.
Well, I'm going to put right now, I think noting why we have a return chunk T and an out parameter actor rather than two out parameters would be good documentation for this function. So I'm just going to put, that's a very good reason you put that you stated, right? I'm adding that I think we should have that as a comment on this particular method.
Yep, of course. Happy to do that. Also, sorry, I'm late.
No worries.
And so then, okay, so what is set doing with this new actor fellow now? Where is that? Where is that? Oh, there it is. It's in the
last the store line.
Right at the end. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not exactly super safe what's being done, but given that there aren't 16-byte atomics that are reliable and fast and are guaranteed to be atomic, I split it into two separate atomic rates.
Yeah, what are the possible failure modes here if those get interleaved somehow? Is there an issue there?
Nothing's going to get interleaved, but even if it interleaves, there's no one that's going to be reading from the page map for something that's being written into the page map usually, because the only time the page map changes is when a new heap chunk gets allocated. And at the time it's allocated, it is not shared with anyone else by definition.
I think all of that should be documented.
Sure, I'm happy to add documentation of at least my current understanding of how it seems everything works. I don't pretend that I know all the nuances of everything there, but I can write my understanding.
Yep. Okay, that's good. I just added a note for that for what we were talking about, but I think basically that was, you know, it doesn't have to be specifically on a function, just in general in whatever the proper place is, you know, if the same thing applies to bulk or others as well. Leave it to you.
I will add documentation for the entire page map for whatever feels like it could use more clarifying or confirming so that it is less surprising to folks what's going on.
So beyond those things, this feels good to me, especially because we don't have anything other than this. You'll see we added a changelog note to it, Dipin, where really the thing we'd want to note for end users is that to get a bit more performance, their programs might use a bit more memory, right?
Okay.
In the changelog. And then I feel reasonably good about everything else on this, especially as I'd say we could hold off on, because there's nothing else which is user-facing change at this point. On main, we could hold off till like the end of August to do a release, unless there's a a triggers release thing that's fixed before then, and this can run with the nightly stress test for a while, and we can feel pretty confident about things hopefully from that.
Yeah, works for me. I will update documentation and other similar classification type stuff, including the change log, within the next couple of days probably.
Does that all sound good to you, Joe? Any concerns?
Sounds good.
All right. I like removing false sharing.
Yeah, being fake is not good.
All right. That takes us to the end of our auto-generated agenda for today. Do we have other topics that people would like to bring to discuss, big or small?
I have none.
Neither do I. All right, then. We will end early for the day, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone who attended. Thanks to those listening along to the recording later. Bye.